Thank you for jumping on. We're just getting things sorted here. We're going to start in about 10 minutes or so. Should be a good time. I am joined with Mrs. Alicia Streger, and she will be jumping on Valentine's Day nonetheless. So hopefully her her husband won't be too upset. I'm stealing her away for a little bit of time, but it's all here, and we're going to be diving deep into Fitness Business Freedom Formula, which is her company. We're going to talk all about just different type of stuff that's working for fit pros today. So a lot of times, you know, we have other industry leaders on here today. She's an industry leader in the exact same industry I'm in. So you're gonna hopefully get a lot of nuggets of knowledge here. If you have any questions, throw them in the comments. Also, if you're just jumping in, why don't you tell me what's your favorite Valentine's Day? What are you doing for Valentine's Day? That's what I wanna know, like what's going on there. I think I just heard Alicia. I think she might be joining me here. Oh, good. I thought you were pranking me. What's up?
So sorry. Thank you so much for your patience.
You're good. No, you're totally good. So let me close all this stuff so it doesn't slow down. Zoom, it's like you need all the other things shut down for it to run smooth. All the streaming stuff. Cool. You want to do me one favor, Alicia, and while you guys are all watching, hi. Maybe put it, move your camera down just a little bit. Perfect. Look at you. All right. Let's.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Dude, I spilled coffee all over my computer yesterday and it was working. And now I've got like this connected keyboard. We're going to make it work. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be amazing. Sweet. So we got plenty of time. That's why I do do you know Luria Petrucci and David Foster? They're the ones who did the setup for me. So they're always like, yeah, definitely do a 10-minute countdown because things happen, especially if it's live every time. So,
right?
No, totally. We were doing one with Craig the other day, like 2 weeks ago, and it literally just shut down like 2 minutes before we were supposed to go live. Everything was working fine. And so luckily, you know, it took 30 seconds to get it all going again, but it's a good thing we had, like, you know, having that buffer of time is really good. So,
yes, expect the unexpected.
Totally. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm wearing pink today.
You are wearing pink. I should have wore pink. We should have planned a little bit better. You and your hubby doing anything cool?
He is working today. So he's...
No.
Yeah, 24 hours. So I'll get to see him tomorrow. Okay, we've been married like 10 years. We don't really do the whole Valentine's Day thing.
No, yeah. It's like one of those things that, like, I'm not super into Valentine's Day either, but I feel like a jerk not doing something, you know?
Yeah, we did cards. That's about it.
Did like the flowers, and we're like, do you want to get dinner? And she's like, no, let's just stay inside, order a pizza, and watch like an animated movie or something ridiculous.
Love it. Chill night, perfect.
Chill night, that's exactly it. How are you? How's things? What's new?
Yeah, not much. Been working. Weather's amazing down here in Florida.
I know. It's been awesome here in LA too.
I know. I've been talking to people. They're getting dumped on with snow. So we're very fortunate to have some ridiculously nice weather outside.
Live in some warm climates. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm just going to share this real quick to a few little groups. I don't know. You feel free to do the same.
I'm not going to risk it because I'm just not going to open up anything else on my computer.
Just don't want to touch it. No, totally. Yeah, that's why I have like four screens right now. I have you, I have the cameras, and then I have my phone. And a lot of times I'll have a tablet over here too so that everything is it's professional, but it feels very thrown together. So
it's awesome. Totally. I need to get that setup.
It's a sweet setup. Yeah, you would love it. Especially, I think so.
Yeah, I would never leave my office.
Totally, no. I mean, this is the office too, because I don't have a huge office. I need to move soon, and so like this is literally where I do all my work, and it's the studio, and it should probably be separate because it's like right here. You can't see; it's right out of sight. You can probably see, but they can't. The audience can't see because there's like notebooks and self journals all over the place, and. All this cool stuff. Online Trainer Academy book.
Yeah, I got my copy too.
Did you? Yeah.
Of course.
So good. I had John on yesterday.
I saw that. I listened to the interview. It was awesome. He's such an awesome guy.
He is so awesome. He's so filled
with
knowledge.
Super smart dude. I know.
He's so smart. Yeah. Every time I talk to that guy.
I know. I'd like to like get inside his brain for just like an hour and see what's going on in there.
It kind of blew my mind when I was like, you know, I was talking to him and I always talk about marketing because, I don't know, I love marketing. And he's like, yeah, it's really easy. Just like tip of the day and like talk to people. I'm like, that is the simplest, most brilliant marketing strategy I've ever heard in the world. And it's like, what's like, he built his whole business on it. He's had dozens of people do the same thing with theirs. So it's awesome.
Phenomenal. It's all about keeping things simple for sure.
Awesome. So I don't have an agenda here because I already know you. So like when I don't know people, I make an agenda in case there's an awkward silence. So I don't know what you want to talk about. I was thinking about maybe fitness, business, freedom formulas. How many do you have?
Yeah, we can do that. Dude, I'm an open book. I'll talk about anything.
Talk about some formulas, fitness, business.
Yeah, I like formulas. We could talk about formulas.
I actually do love formulas. I feel like there's a formula for everything, and there's not, but for a lot of things there are. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, we could talk about that. I mean, that's my Facebook group, you know, and it's awesome having you in there. But just a really cool community of fitness professionals and some cool similar to what you're building. You know, we're just trying to give back to the community and provide awesome support and help people out and coach and answer questions. Just a good group of people in there. Everybody's sharing resources and stuff like that.
I noticed that. Yeah, it's super sharey. It's great though. It's a great vibe in there because it's the idea behind a lot of these groups should be, and like that's what I hope my group kind of does the same thing. I know your group does, is that we should be working together, right? Like there's enough of like the big guys out there, the big competitors that are, they're all working together, right? They're not fighting each other to win. I think we'll be a lot stronger if we share kind of our, what we have, what we've learned and what's working.
Yeah, and we all have our different strengths and there's the right person out there to help each person. So, and you'll grow in different areas, but yeah, it's just awesome. And we can actually talk about this, but the group is one of the biggest driving factors for me getting clients. So I can talk about how other trainers can create their own groups and use that to generate leads for sure.
Let's totally talk about that. Yeah, that is your thing. Cause Russ Ruffino took a note from you, didn't he, on building Facebook groups, right?
So, well, Russ is one of my coaches, so I learned a lot from him, and then I was sharing my success and stuff with him from the Facebook group, but it all started from something that he had in his program, and that's the reason, one of the main reasons I started my Facebook group in the first place. I had no idea what I was doing in the beginning. I was like, I'm just gonna do it, and I'm gonna figure it out along the way. That's the way I do a lot of things. And, you know, you figure it out as you go, you find out what's working, what's not working, and you just drill in the things that are working. And, yeah, I came up with kind of a structure that works pretty well. And in the beginning, it was a lot of time and energy to get that group going and get the ball rolling and build that momentum. But now I'm not as engaged as I was in the beginning because there's so much more energy and a lot more people in there.
Yeah.
But, and that's, I think, the thing that people kind of, they start a group and they don't pay as much attention to it. And then they wonder what's going on. So it's just like, it was the consistency that kept the group going until it hits that kind of tipping point, which John mentioned the tipping point yesterday, but it did, it hit a tipping point where everybody started contributing and I was able to back off and not have to be in there out like a lot every single day. So
totally. Yeah, I felt like the tipping point with ours was like 1,000 people. Like once you pass 1,000 people, it pretty much like I have my like what I want to go in there and do, but I could probably not do it and it would still just keep going. And like for this next week, for instance, we'll be in Hawaii doing mastermind retreat. I think I told you about that.
Yeah, it's badass.
So I mean, it's just going to be running itself the whole time. So yeah, it's totally cool. We're going to get started here in like 25 seconds or so. If you're just jumping on, I have the wizard, the queen, Alicia Strager on the call. She's going to talk all about fitness, business formulas, all types of formulas, math, Facebook groups, how stuff that's working now for personal training to get clients, free ways and paid ways. And yeah, so that should be really exciting. Welcome to episode 16, I think. Awesome. Let's cue some intro real quick.
Cool.
Oops. All right, right, welcome to episode 16 of AJTV, the worst named web show on the internet. I am, of course, AJ, and I'm here with Alicia Streger. Alicia, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm really excited to talk to you. Every time I talk to you, I feel like I learn. And it's just, I feel like we're like-minded people a little bit. We're both loving and give out to the world. So pretty cool. For the people who are watching who don't know who you are, do the quick, boring qualification. What's your deal? I mean, I'll let you do it yourself. And if you do a bad job, then I'll do it.
Cool. Okay. I'll give you like the quick overview. Thank you first for having me on. It's an honor to be on. Super cool that you've done 16 episodes already. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's so awesome. But anyway, I'm Alicia Streger, and I'm down here in Orlando, Florida. I built a business probably about 10 years ago. I started my group training business because I think I went through a lot of the whole evolution that most people go through. I started off doing one-on-one training and driving back and forth to people's homes, and you know, I was exhausted, feeling burnt out, working probably 60 hours a week. And then finally was like, I'm never seeing my husband. I'm eating Panera drive-through. I'm not working out. This is totally the opposite reason of why I got into business in the first place, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, something has to shift. I have to make a change. And so I started doing group fitness, took out an ad in our local community paper, which I would not recommend doing right now. This was what, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not do print ads, at least there's other ways, better ways to spend your money, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm,
but yeah, so we had like six people that started with us, and I was freaking out. I dragged my husband with me to every workout for like a year. He was in the best shape ever. And yeah, so that's how I started. I started with group about 10 years ago. We grew. And about a year and a half ago, I sold my business and we grew. I had full-time staff, full-time admin, trainers. We operated out of four locations and sold it about a year and a half ago to an amazing woman, professional soccer player, coach. And the reason I was able to do that is because of the systems that I had built up in my business. So I'm all about systems and you know, using technology to automate and create leverage. And that's kind of what I do. Like I started the fitness business freedom formula, which we were just talking about a second ago, which, dude, yeah. I didn't say that word out loud enough times before I called my group that, because I'm like, that is a mouthful. Probably should have renamed it.
We were talking about that the first time we talked about naming our programs. I remember naming PT Freedom, our program, that because I was on the call on one of my first calls, like to get people into my coaching, to teach them like the stuff I did in my gyms. And there's like, hey, what's the name of this? And I'm like, oh, PT Freedom. Like the first thing, and now it's just stuck. Like if you put like type in AJ Rivera, cause I'm a narcissist and sometimes I do that on Google, it auto populates PT Freedom. I'm like, I'm stuck with that name. I can't change it. So
I love it. That's kind of how I did mine too. In fact, I had somebody do a testimony. Eric Rokic does all my testimonial stuff. He's like, how should I brand your videos? I'm like, that's a really good question. And so that's what I ended up sticking with. So yeah.
Yeah, no, the name of it doesn't matter that much. The amazing results is what matters. So, cool. When did you sell your gyms? I sold my gyms recently too.
Year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
So cool. I can't believe it's been that long, but it's been about a year and a half. So I've been doing my online business, been able to focus on that 100%. Whereas, before I was kind of doing half and half, but it was pretty awesome. You know, I wasn't expecting on selling my business so quickly. My husband's in the fire department. We're getting ready to move up to North Carolina probably in the next few years, but she was the perfect person. Yeah. That's
awesome.
Where I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Why are you leaving Florida? I love Florida.
What? Well, I'll trade you.
You'll trade me?
No, Florida's great. The reason that, like, honestly, the people and the people here are amazing. I've made some great friends. The weather, it gets freaking hot here in the summertime.
That's what everybody, like, I have one of my good friends, David Schloss, he's a agency guy, author, whatever. He's going to be on in like a couple weeks. He is in Florida. He's moving to Colorado because he's like, it's too hot. He's like, people don't understand because they come here on vacation. So it's hot, but like for like maybe a week and then they go back home and it's friggin' hot is what he says. So
yes.
Yeah, totally.
All right,
let's get into some stuff. So like when you're teaching, one of the things I know you for, I think everybody knows you for in our industry, is being really good at creating Facebook communities and Facebook cultures, and you teach that to your Fit Pros. You teach it to coaches as well, people like me and Russ and everybody, right? But so let's kind of go into that. How did you come up with that? What do you recommend people do, like maybe who don't have a Facebook group or their Facebook group sucks? Like, what should they be doing?
Okay, awesome question. So I'm all about building relationships and community, right? Because you can market all day long, but people buy from people and people that they trust. And so, and it takes time to develop a community. And so, you know, it's definitely worth putting the time in, because not a lot of people spend the time doing that. So I started with the Facebook group, you know, based on Russ's coaching. I was like, I'm doing it. I'm going to just do it and dive in and jump in. And I started it, and it was a lot of work in the beginning. I'm not going to lie. It was totally a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it was so worth it. I probably get about 80% or more of my clients from there. So even if you're like an online trainer, you have a local business, I strongly recommend, you know, at least putting a good effort into building your group, because it allows you to give back, show who you are, you know, show that you genuinely care about your market. But that's what I did. Like I didn't go in with an ulterior motive of trying to get clients. I mm-hmm. wanted to get clients from it, but I also wanted to build a community and build something really special. And so, you know, share great resources. And I've made some amazing connections through Facebook that I would never have had otherwise, right? Totally. So it's just a really great way to put yourself out there and, you know, share what you've got and some good stuff. So I started that. I started the group, invited my email list. That was the first thing that I did. Put some cool resources in there. So I did like a systems checklist. But you got to, if you're going to start a group or you've got a group, there's got to be kind of like a hook or a reason to for people to go in there. They're not just going to go in because you're awesome. Yeah. Unless you're like, you know, amazingly awesome, which clearly you're amazingly awesome if you're watching this.
That's enough. That's why I'm in your group, Alicia. I haven't even looked at the resources.
But if people have no idea who you are, like, you got to give them a reason to come in. So give them something that's going to attract your ideal client. And whatever that is, a fat loss report, something about hormones, whatever. Give that to them. Give them a free thing. Entice them to come in. I invited my email list. The next thing that I did was invited people to share it with their friends and family or whoever, you know, would be a good fit for the group. I personally don't take the approach of just randomly adding people unless it was like my mom or my dog has a Facebook profile. I totally added him into the group. He was like one of my first founding members.
He's an admin.
Right? He's totally a screener in the group.
Moderator, yeah.
But yeah, encourage people to invite their friends and family in, anybody that you might, you know, think is a good fit for them. And then the other thing I did was I run Facebook ads to my group. And that's basically the biggest driving factor for me increasing my numbers in my group.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Those are the three main ways.
Yeah, I think that's super smart too, because like Facebook groups are kind of replacing, not replacing, kind of replacing email lists. I'll say that. That's a bold statement. And if it turns out to be true, I can reference this video and I'll look like I'm really smart. I think because it's basically like a living list, right? And some of the things like with, because we run Facebook ads to our group too, as you don't need a hook for a Facebook. I mean, a hook is cool, but you don't need a specific hook like a lead magnet on an email list, right? You could say, join my free group. There's a bunch of stuff in there, because it's really easy for people to just leave whenever they want, right? Mm-hmm. So if they join it, they're like, you know what? Alicia's cool and all, but I don't want to be here anymore. You can just leave. You don't have to unsubscribe. You don't have to worry about being hit all day with emails. You can unfollow, so that way you can stay in. Like, it's a lot. It's less of a commitment, and it's already on a platform they're comfortable with. So,
yes.
Yeah, totally. I think that's great.
And that's a really good point too that you brought up. Like, yes, you don't. Facebook is an amazing place to house your community, but you also want to constantly be driving people back onto your email, like kind of like a cycle. You want them to end up back on your email list so that you can nurture them there in case they don't see a post. But you know, Facebook is changing things, right? So who knows, they're going to start running Facebook ads inside a group soon, possibly. Mm-hmm. So you know, you never know what's going to happen on a platform like Facebook. So, you know, it's a great place to keep your community rolling and going. But I always do, like, I try to do other things in there to get people subscribed to my email list, like a live webinar, or do another special opt-in or a training or something like that to, you know, keep that cycle going. So you're always feeding your email list as well.
Totally. Yeah. And for right now, emails are still relevant. I wouldn't say they're definitely still still relevant because you need something to log into all these other platforms right now. You have the, and they can't find a way to get rid of it unless one of them, like Facebook, takes over. Otherwise, you're going to need an email to log into your Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook account, Gmail, all these other things, right? And until they find a way to replace that, it's just, it's still a really good resource. We get, I mean, I send emails every day. I don't know if you're on my email list. If you are, I'm sorry. But we send an email every day, and we get at least 1 to 5 people every day who apply for our program just from emails. So, and you could do that in a gym, right? You could do that if you had a fitness studio. Do you recommend, you know, what's kind of the strategy or I guess the schedule with content when people are creating their free Facebook groups that you recommend if you're like a local gym owner, right? Most people follow their local gym owners, few marketers, but.
Yeah. Okay. So as a gym owner, Facebook group content, excellent question, because you want to find out what your group wants. You got to find out what they need. I always recommend surveying your people. Do a little poll inside the group. People love answering polls, answering questions, and make it easy for them. So do a little survey, find out what they want to learn about. Maybe give them a couple of, you know, options to choose from, but then also let them create their own option and then create that. Whatever they say that they want, build that for them. You know, if they want more nutrition and recipes, give them some nutrition and recipes. If they want to find out what you're eating, video you making a smoothie in the morning, you know, or what you're doing for your workout, do some live of you working out. Give them the stuff that they want, not the stuff that you think that they want.
Right.
That would be my biggest advice. And then just be consistent, especially in the beginning as you're getting your group going, or if you have a group and your group is kind of like the engagement is dead in there, you have to be the one that gets excitement going. So be consistent with your posting, encourage people to comment, like tag people in your posts, you know, challenge them to do something. Start with small little micro commitments, like ask them, you can even ask them stuff that's not even related to fitness or nutrition. You could be like, look, I just did this in the group. Hey, what book are you reading right now? Or what's your favorite book? What movie are you going to see this month? Get them just in the creating the habit of responding and engaging in the group and getting them back in the cycle of thinking about what you got going on in there.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, those are all good tips. What we, and my strategy was less, I wish I had used your strategy, but what we started doing in our group was I literally just would go in there every day right after I wrote my email and I would just post a question.
Mm-hmm.
Any question. Just a question. And sometimes they seemed a little, I don't know if immature is the right word, childish maybe, because it was just like, hey, what's your favorite exercise? But just something that matters to these people and is going to get them engaged and wanting, you got to kind of get them into the habit, just like with an email list, right? You got to get them into the habit of opening your emails, right?
Yes.
You want them to get into the habit of checking your group. So that's what we did. And we have pretty decent engagement in there as well. It's a small, it's like 2,500, which is okay.
That's a good size. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And it's steadily growing every day. And you know, but it, we get a lot of engagement from there as well. Cool.
Yeah. No,
go ahead.
No, that I would say that's perfect. Like you're getting little micro commitments that is, and then they build up to bigger commitments. I can give you like a quick kind of overview of what we did in our.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. So here's what we did. Monday, we would do like a challenge of the week, right? So you could say, hey, this week I'm challenging you to have a green smoothie every morning or to have vegetables with every single meal, right? And then you have people participate in the challenge. So you can say, hey, post a screenshot of your green smoothie this morning or of whatever, you know, how you're having asparagus with your eggs, whatever. So then if it's a free group, you can actually give prizes. This is one of the strategies that I use in my Facebook group too. So if it's a free group, you can say, hey, anybody who, you know, takes advantage and does this challenge is gonna get entered into winning a free transformation challenge. Or a free foam roller or a free blender, whatever. You can do something.
Awesome.
Give people a reason to comment and to participate and to move forward towards their health and fitness goals, right? So that was on Mondays, always challenges. Tuesdays was an engagement question, something like, what book are you reading right now? What's your favorite post-workout snack? What's your whatever, right? Wednesday, we were sharing recipes, like some kind of healthy recipe, link back to somebody's blog that you found that you really liked, you know, and just give them some cool thing. Hey, have you tried this? Or you want to try this week? Whatever. Always end it with like an open-ended question or get people to take an action. Thursday, like just a small health and fitness tip, anything like drink half your body weight in ounces and water, whatever.
Right.
You know, whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
Whatever. And then Friday we would do like a workout for them to do over the weekend. So, you know, do a HIIT workout or jog 2 miles, whatever, something that's appropriate for your audience.
Awesome. I love it. I love whatever. That just brightens my life. Whatever, just something. Something smart. Like, just put something smart in there.
Just do something smart.
Why don't you just be a genius? Yeah, exactly. Why don't you just do cool stuff? That's awesome. Okay, cool. What do you usually recommend? Because, like, I'll tell you what I do. I actually recommend a lot of my clients start by calling their group, like, free their town fitness and nutrition advice just when they start, and then they can kind of rebrand it. That's literally what I did with my group, and it worked pretty well. So I'm just kind of giving them exactly what worked for me. What would you recommend that they do?
Yes, 100%. People, I would full on agree with everything you said, because you don't want to be too cutesy. People need to know what they're signing up for. They're not going to be able to read your mind, and, you know, just don't leave it open to interpretation. Be very clear who you serve, what you do, how the group's going to benefit them. And then you can get cute and later on when you have thousands and thousands of people, and
when you have a million,
you can do whatever you want, when you have millions of people.
When you're famous like Alicia, you can name your group anything, and people will jump in there. That's totally cool. Yeah, no, that's what we did, though. We started it as free business for fit pros advice or something like that. And then we switched it to, now it's called the Trainers Tribe, but that's just to differentiate from, you know, the million other people who have free fitness business advice groups now. So I think it's law over time. It's cool to brand yourself that way. Awesome. What is working right now for fit pros in terms of lead generation? Facebook groups, obviously, but what else?
Facebook groups, you know, obviously Facebook ads are probably one of the best ways right now that people are getting cold traffic, but not forgetting your email list. Like, I can't tell you how many people I talk to that get leads in throughout the years that are not emailing on a regular basis. That's such a great opportunity to be able to tap in and nurture those people. Don't just hit them up when you need them or need leads. Nurture them, and that could be such an amazing constant source of leads for your business. So email lists, I would still say that's number one. Going back, like, I get people from the Facebook group onto the email list, right? But they start in the Facebook group. I'm building the relationship. It's all about nurturing that person and getting them to know who you are, build that trust, and then be able to move forward when they're ready. Right. But Facebook ads for sure. So those would be my top three. Referrals clearly, right?
Are there any not so obvious ways that you can maybe think of that? And feel free if it feels like a secret or whatever, you don't have to tell. But, like, is there any, like, not so obvious methods that you would recommend? Because I think anybody right now would pretty much be saying, listen, Facebook ads and referrals. I mean, it's pretty, and email list, if you're intelligent, you'll use your email list, because that was the original Facebook ad, right? Oh, if I just email these people and actually care about them every day, then eventually they'll trust me and like me and wanna, you know like, trust me and maybe sign up for my stuff when they need me. Any not so obvious things that you've tried that have worked for you?
Well, to kind of piggyback off the referrals, having a strategic referral campaign is really important. People say they get referrals, but sometimes it just happens by accident. But having like an actual intentional strategic referral campaign is really important. Referral challenges are also really great. But also, and John mentioned this in your guys' little podcast yesterday about just building the personal connection and reaching out to people. Like, somebody was having problems with their Facebook ads and they were getting tons of likes and nobody was taking action. So I was like, well, reach out to every single person that liked. Just leave them a comment, like, reach out, send them a personal message, be like, hey, saw you liked my challenge. Do you have any questions or anything that I can answer for you, anything I can help with? And believe it, like, that builds the relationship, and a lot of people ended up taking action and moving forward. So don't ignore the small things, like every like, every comment. That's a person on the other side of the computer that is taking the time to do that. It might be a split second of time for them, but they took action and they made a small little micro commitment. And so reach out to them, see if there's anything that you can do to help them take that next step forward.
Totally. Yeah. And I'll add, if it's cool, and I'm sure you would agree, just putting out quality content. I mean, as much as you can do, that's good. It can't be bad. But so that, you know, people they might see your ad and click to your page, and if you haven't posted on there in a year, first of all, Facebook's probably gonna get pissed off at you, rightfully so, and could ban you. And second, they're like, oh, look, this guy whose ad I just clicked, or girl whose ad I just clicked, they interview X like people in the neighborhood, right? So one of my clients, he's actually watching right now. I don't know if he's still watching. If Matt, if you're watching, that's cool. He interviewed all his local business owners. So that when people now, first of all, now in his old town, when you go to any of these places and somebody mentions personal trainer, they're gonna think of, you know, his studio. And so yes, that's something that costs $0. It mm-hmm. is an easy way to network. If you suck at networking like me, like I'm terrible at networking. I just try to make friends with smart people. But I don't know how to network. And so that's kind of how, you know, that's part of the reason I do this. It lets me sit in a room with Alicia for a while. I get to hang out with her and other intelligent people. So that's something that's really easy and ignored. And we get so addicted to the cheap leads, right? Because you and I remember like 3 years ago when Facebook ads, you could spend $25 and literally get 100 leads. And yes, you can still get that sometimes, especially if it's your first campaign ever. But it's just not as cheap as it used to be. And so people used to like not have systems. I love that you said systems. They used to not put out content regularly. And some of them would even take, I think, their clients' results for granted, which is unfortunately the worst. I think that's a good thing that's happening with the rising cost of leads and applications. But yeah, all those things will help. So anyway, Maddie's still saying yes. He likes both of our emails and our groups.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, cool. What are you working on for 2017? Like, what's exciting in the world of you? What projects and things are you focusing your energy on?
Awesome. So I'm focusing on a couple different things. Obviously, personal growth's a huge thing for me. Like, I constantly trying to push myself out of my comfort zone and do things like even stuff like this. Like, I wouldn't have done this last year, right? So I'm constantly trying to get out there more. So I agreed to a couple public speaking engagements this year and trying to get better at public speaking. So I'm actually speaking at IDEA, which is pretty awesome.
That's big time.
In July.
Look at you. That's
right?
Amazing.
I'm just gonna dive in. Yeah, I've got a couple other things going on this year, so I'm pretty excited about that. But just constantly working on, for me personally, like meditation is something that I'm working on. It helped me a lot last year get through some like anxiety and stuff. I'm totally opening up right now with you. But yeah, so just focusing and I realized like when my business was going through like crazy times, it's because I personally was being crazy. Like I wasn't sticking to my morning rituals. I wasn't meditating. I was like veering off my diet a little bit. I wasn't working out as regularly. So just focusing on making sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do to operate more better in every other area of my life. So that's really important for me this year.
Totally.
So yeah. And so the personal growth, and then I'm focused on in my like continuing to add value, just like you, like we're all about adding value and giving back, right? That's why I think we connect so well. But yeah, just continue to over deliver and focus on clients that I do have, making sure they're getting great results and, you know, gradually building up my client base over the year and building my team. That's important to me, to make sure that my team is achieving their goals and, you know, feel a part of the community. So those
totally
are my goals. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, and I think the personal development stuff, it's so like hippie and you want to roll your eyes at it when you're not doing it. Like I was a person who like kind of rolled my eyes at like, oh, you want me to meditate? That's going to help me grow my business and things like that. Oh, you want me to wake up early? And in one of our core programs, it's like literally the first training now, because and I don't know how you feel, but I fully believe your business is a reflection of your personal life. Yes. I'm starting to believe that more and more. And so anytime you feel stuck in your business or you feel like you hit a ceiling, it's because personally you've hit a ceiling. And, you know, I was hanging out with my Alan Brower, CEO of the Self Journal, Best Self Co. And he was saying, you know, the kind of, we were at a mastermind and the thing we kept saying was, you know, what got me here won't get me there, right?
Yes.
And just because you're better than you were a year ago, which is amazing, that doesn't mean you stop growing. You have to keep growing if you want more out of your life. I think even to maintain, you have to keep growing personally. But yeah, that it's like fitness. It makes sense for fitness, right? Like if you go and squat the same amount of weight every single day, sure, like if you worked up to 300 pounds, that's amazing, and you'll be in great shape. But if you never do more than that, you're never going to get any better. You're never going to get better results, right? So
100%. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. Mm-hmm.
If you ain't first, you last.
Yay, yo.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Let me see. I had some. I don't have any questions here because I already know you. I'm just pretending to look at a sheet while I think of one really quick. It's a little trick when you do these literally almost every day. What is some advice you would give to a struggling personal trainer, online, offline? Maybe they feel they want to quit the industry, it's not worth it, or hey, what advice would you give to a struggling PT right now? Where should they be focusing their energy?
Such an awesome question. First, if you're struggling, you're thinking about quitting, you really need to dig deep and find out the reason you got into this in the first place. Because a lot of times we disconnect from our, we disconnect from the why and why we started. And if, and a lot of times, and in fact, I've been through this in my own business where sometimes you have some like crap that comes up or, you know, somebody quits or, you know, cancels their membership. And then you're 100% focused on, oh, this person left and what is going on, but you're forgetting all of the amazing people that are still a part of your program that you're helping and you're changing their life on a regular basis. So if you're struggling, like focus on the amazing things that you can contribute to somebody's life and have an impact, change the course of somebody's entire life, right? That's the reason I'm pretty sure we all got into this, because we realize we can have an incredible impact on somebody's life. And so just reconnecting with that and the difference that you can make as just one person is phenomenal, right? And so reconnecting with whatever your why is, just remembering that. Like I have a mission statement that I read every single morning. I encourage all my clients to read it too, because it's so easy to just get caught up in the day-to-day and just disconnect from the real, true underlying reasons why you start and do what you do. So I would say that's number one. Number two is you can't try to serve everybody, right? You have to really know who you want to work with and what problems you solve. Everybody helps people lose weight, gain energy, sleep better, feel better, right? But you're not going to be any different from anybody else out there if that's what your pitch is. You have to really know who you help, why you help them, right? But who you help specifically, what their problems, challenges, struggles are, what their life is like. And then you have to create the solution for that problem. And that's it. So you just have to narrow it down, be specific. You can't just be everybody to everyone, you know, or everything to everyone. You have to really solve a specific problem. And when you identify that and you move forward towards that, that's when things will shift in your business, because you're going to attract that person that you can help. You're going to get them great results, and they're going to tell all their friends.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, and I think it's a great reminder. I actually, like when I was a personal trainer, I did not get into it for the right reasons. And I think that's part of the reason I struggled for so long. And when I started saying, you know, F it, I'm just gonna do the best I possibly can for these people right here, that's when I became wildly successful. And when I started hiring mentors, people like Alicia or me, or anybody who's good out there, other AJ or Roz, or people who care about you, right? Who know what they're doing. So, and there's even more people who I didn't mention that I'm certain are great. So just finding somebody who feels like energetically they vibe with you, I think, like fast forwarded my life by like, I say it all the time, like 10 years. Like if I wouldn't have had coaches right now, like 10, 15 years, I think I accelerated my life personally. So yeah.
100%. I would never be where I'm at now without coaching. Yeah. Not even a question.
Yeah. I always have coaches. I'm a little addicted. Sometimes I feel like I'm probably spending a little too much on this, but better than staying in one place. Because every time I don't have a coach, I have no accountability. I have no reason to do anything else in my life. So, and I don't know. I lose momentum and I lose the vision really quickly. So that helps keep me in line. So yeah, cool.
Cool.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time. So if somebody's watching this and they're like, you know what? I like Alicia. She's got I like the cut of her jib. Where can I find her stuff? Where can I find you on the internet?
You're awesome. So my website is fitproessentials.com. withans.com, and all my stuff's on there. If you want to reach out to me, you can shoot me an email, Alicia at FitProEssentials. But join the Facebook group, Fitness Business Freedom Formula. Super fun. I do live webinars on there. You will be a guest soon. And So we've got some cool people in the group, and I would love to have you in there if you're a cool fitness professional.
But if you suck, you can't
join.
Suck,
I really probably will block you. No,
we'll just block you. If you spam, oh, don't spam.
Don't spam. No, yeah, we'd love to have you in there. It's cool, awesome community. So
it is a great group. I'm in there. So it's if you're not in there, you're missing out, because if one group that me and Alicia are both in, you know it's the place to be. So cool. Thanks for being here. I really,
thank
really appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank
you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been really awesome. Thank you for jumping on here on Valentine's Day with me. I sincerely appreciate it. And for those of you guys watching, if you want to learn more, Business Freedom Formula is her group. Fit Pro Essentials has a bunch of stuff. I actually bought one of her things a long time ago. I told her that the other day. So yeah, thanks for being here, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much for everything you do and for having me on. I appreciate it.
Totally. So hold on one second. All right. Thank you guys for watching episode 16 of, what's this called? Oh, AJTV with Alicia Strager. I really do honestly recommend following her stuff. I've been on her email list for years. It's been amazing. She puts good content out there, and her Facebook group is awesome. If you have any questions, reach out to her. Hey, if you like the show, tag some people, like it, share. You don't have to buy anything. You have to buy zero things. All you have to do is like and share. That's my payment, because in the brain, it actually does almost the same thing. So thanks so much for watching. I will see you guys next week. We are going to be off for a week here. No shows for the next like 8 days, because we're going to be in Hawaii on a mastermind retreat with our clients. So that's going to be amazing. And I will see you guys then.